This is a production of Cornell University.
Still cannot say where these Hamlet, who's had nothing to eat for days. I can hardly drag myself along.
Here, drink this nice hot cup of coffee quickly while I run to find my sisters. I mean, the Mrs. Picterdoo.
What a charming young girl. How sweet and good she is. Her sister, she says? I know that I shall love her, adore her. My going out disguised in these rags has been a complete success. If only she would love me for myself alone and not my title and my princely crown. Ah, well.
I understand.
We shall see.
Alas, my good man. I could get nothing out of the ladies. They refuse to part with a penny. But wait. Don't despair. Here, take these few coins. I'm sorry, it's all I can spare. You must go. Go quickly. Too late.
Oh, good God. What's that? Another one of your vagabond friends in the house?
These lady traps of yours will overrun the house and leave behind the little friends the nasty fleeing mouse.
Thank you.
tonight. He has charged me to deliver the invitation. May I tell my royal master that the Victor Du family accept?
Oh, yes, yes. We accept the kind invitation with great pleasure. Oh, what a nice man. And what a treat, my sister, to be invited to the ball. Yes,
we shall go and make ourselves look beautiful.
Oh, yes, yes.
More beautiful than all the rest.
Yes.
Why am I so down in the dumps today? I slept well. I had a good breakfast. Why am I so miserable? Huh, I know why.
Yesterday a big wagon the corner came rounding. In familiar rhythms my heart started start to quivering. What the neighbors don't know is I once was a grocer. As aristocrats go, I'm a bit of a poser. And the food on my table so cruelly reminds I was all those days are behind me. I retired on the fortune I made selling gingerbread. Now I'm rich, I'm so bored, I would rather just work instead. On the pavement outside I remember quite plainly sweet Jeanette peddled flowers, she loved me insanely. I was locked up in jail once from June to September. Never mind for what crime, Besides, who can remember? These days nobody cares if your past is clouded. Oh well, vive la France! Let's forget all about it.
Come on. Tonight? Oh, dear godmother, how can I ever thank you?
You may thank me with unquestioning obedience to what I say. Come. Put on these pretty slippers, and mind you don't lose them.
But what else am I supposed to wear?
Ah, with this magic veil, the charm will take effect on the journey. You will feel nothing, but when the carriage draws up to the prince's gate, you will emerge beautiful and splendidly dressed.
Dear godmother, in these lovely slippers, I feel like I could dance all night.
Ah, but you must not. You must leave the ball before midnight, because if you are still there at the last stroke of the clock, carriage, horses, footmen and all will return to their former shapes, and you to being poor Cinderella. Take care of the pretty slippers I gave you.
I promise, godmother, I will.
Thank you.
I will show off my palace and my allure. I would like every lady who comes to say to herself, oh, he's Prince Charming indeed, indeed, indeed. Prince Charming. Since I am the prince for this evening, I'm seizing the chance I've been handed. The years pass me by mercifully leaving the power of the draw I commanded. It's a fact that I'm reasonably trim and stacked with loads of vigor and vim. I will win every heart I'm yearning and burning to start. I'm yearning and burning to start. If you're a female persuasion, buttress your heart against invasion. If you resist, I will simply persist.
Yeah.
chamberlain came to me.
And
extended an engraved invitation unto me. In the glory of the morning, the Lord Chamberlain came to me and extended an engraved invitation unto me.
Magalon, a big one.
can show you my treasures.
Oh, yes, yes, the treasures!
Over, under, around, and master, have you seen the two cavaliers passing on the stallions black with golden spears? Never had a breed so much royal bearing, never a knight so brave or daring. Surely from the fire that burns within their eyes, they are demigods who sent it from the skies. All the maids who in their hands they behold the greatest prize in the land. But
which come to you
another divine voice.
Now, ladies, I suggest a little dance.
What dance would the ladies prefer?
And you dance like Aphrodite herself.
Oh, your highness is too generous towards my modest talents.
Modest? I find them anything but. You are simply divine.
Budapest.
Schwarzwald.
Thank you.
I don't know why, but I'm not in good spirits today. I feel a kind of uneasiness I can't shake off. First, the resemblance between the prince and, someone I've seen before. But who? Who could it be? It's driving me crazy. It scares me. Oh, and his highness? He looked at me several times in a very strange way. Oh, bother! The girl isn't around. I'll get it myself. Your Highness honors me with a visit.
No, 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 my good man, no, precisely so. I can explain the reason behind my calling, but let us sit down. You as well. I have a little favor to ask, Balin, of you.
Of me?
Of you. In the Rue de la Pirouette, there was once a little girl.
Rosalie, is it still there today? Why ask me? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Truly, truly, but why ask a thing like that of the Baron of Pictordu? For the Baron of Pictordu was always there behind the till.
Me? At the till?
You at the till.
You're mistaken, your highness, mistaken, my lord.
It is not a mistake,
not a mistake.
The princess might as well as you might as well sing. As she wants, he has to be seen off. shone soft on her face. Sweet was her tender embrace all through the lovely night. Sweet was her tender embrace. Stars were her eyes all through the lovely night, all through the lovely night. Sorrow, yet sorrow feels light. Bright was the memory of the only one I could love. That I love all through the beautiful night.
Thank you for having responded to my request for this decisive test. Shall we begin?
Who will be first?
I have delicate bones like my mother.
I'm sure she must be a lovely woman. I'm sorry, it does not fit. Next. Come now, miss, don't lose heart. Try a little harder. Oh, it's too small.
This isn't a lady's shoe. It's a child's shoe.
My lord, I have tried them all without success.
Alas, she didn't come.
But hold on. I remember a third girl registered in the Picturdu household.
Is she your sister?
Well, your highness, I know that she...
Is she your sister?
Well, yes, but... I mean...
Where is she?
Well, she must be
in the garret.
In the garret?
In the garret? That's no place for a woman like her. Better go and find her and bring her here at once.
I shall die, and will that please?
I shall die, and will that
What a charming little foot.
Come with me, my darling, to the castle which shall be your home till the end of our days.
What's this? My lord, are you really the prince?
I am. And all that I have shall be yours forevermore.
Oh, we're very fond of you, little sister.
Oh, yes, I know.
My daughter, my darling daughter.
My lord.
Oh, call me papa.